This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen presents A Good Day with the DJV Experience. Doug and Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. Happy that she is with me. And so is Kara Schillen. Jennifer is getting a tree off of her house, if I remember correctly. The last saga, she has the same problem with a lot of other people here in Southern California with all the rain. Ooh-wee. What a mess. I imagine she'll post some of that stuff, I would bet, on her you can't post pictures on Twitter, right? Post on your Facebook page. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
At Jennifer Horn, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. As a matter of fact, posted right now on all of our various Twitter sites is an invitation. Because today is President's Day. I will tell you right up front that I have very strong feelings when it comes to my favorite president. Who was yours? In your lifetime, or what you know about American history, brings you to the conclusion that this person was your favorite president. So who, above all of the others, could be recently George W. Bush, maybe the old man Bush, Reagan, go back to Truman, Eisenhower. I don't, wherever you, this thought process takes you, let it go. Let it, you go to a place, get any knowledge about any kind of presidency. Call us at 888-302-3684. You got about 10 minutes. We'll put a few people on the air. As many of you got good, good stories about the president they learned about when they were in junior high school or maybe in elementary school or in high school, or perhaps you're a presidential scholar. You had a lot of courses in college. I learned a lot about political science and our history in college, but I was always interested in it in high school and junior high, so I know more than the average duck, maybe. But I'm interested in you and what you know, so we posted at Twitter the same request, it's a request. Have a little bit of fun with your knowledge and your opinion. 888-302-3684. It's President's Day, so who's your favorite president in the history of our country and why? 888-302, Doug, your favorite president. The idea of having a holiday today is anathema to me. I think that this is the day, first of all, the people who have the holiday, they don't know from nothing. They don't pay any attention to the president. Okay, we'll go have the president say, buy a new car, or, buy a new some furniture, or go to Lumber Liquidators, or whatever. But what is that going to do with who is the president, or who was the president, and who were the good presidents? This came about, by the way, when I was a kid. We used to have separate days. We had on the 14th, which was Abraham Lincoln's birthday, we had that day off, and I think the 21st or the other way around. One of them is Lincoln's birthday, the other is Washington's birthday, so then the feds put it all together so they could have a Monday holiday to make the unions happy, and so then it was washed away from that point on, as far as I'm concerned, because we used to be in school when Lincoln's birthday and on Washington's birthday. I remember it was a really important part of the curriculum. You would talk about presidents and other presidents, not only these two, and I would think that would be a good thing for us to have school today, so there could be a focus on the presidents. And instead, we have this stupid holiday where people are off, and what are they doing? Playing tiddlywinks. Who knows what they're doing? They're not doing anything that has anything to do with being the president.
That is interesting, though, that we have these days that are based on, these important people in our history, and then, you have the day off, you don't learn anything else about them. So it seems like it would be, and same with, MLK Day or something like that, it would be a good day to just, kind of push away the other stuff that you're supposed to be learning and just focus on that specific.
She's becoming a convert, ladies and gentlemen, to the Doug Steffen way of thinking. Hooray!
I'm not a convert. I've always been mad that I don't get those. I don't get those days off, so other people shouldn't get those days off.
Either. Yeah, okay. Right. It's all about you. That's okay.
It is all 888-302-3684.
I'm sure people would call and say, maybe you get some exchanges that people will feed you back on Twitter the feelings of they don't have time to pick up the phone and dial 888-302-3684, Victoria. They'll tell you that they like Donald Trump or they don't like Donald Trump. What I found interesting about Trump being in Melbourne on Saturday afternoon and what our pal John Harper told us earlier, who's the general manager of WMEL and where this all took place, is how excited the crowds were. There were people that were not happy he was there, and they were heard. But for the most part, people were warm, enjoyed watching him without his tie on. I think that's the first time I've ever seen him without a tie. I mean, he still had his suit on, but I've never seen him without a tie before, ever.
I've never seen him wear a suit without a tie.
Yeah, he had a suit
but
on.
I've seen him in, like, golf shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Anyway, so there was some interesting things that came out of that whole. It's an experience. It's more of the same. All the stuff is kind of more of the same. He's going to, by the way, speaking of the president, meet with the Congressional Black Caucus. This is sort of a chuckler because you'll remember the exchange last week during the press conference when one of the black reporters got up and said, "Are you going to meet with the CBC?" And he had sort of this deer in the headlights look as he. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You want to set that up for me? And then who's the what's the CBC? And this is Elijah Cummings, who's not exactly a pal when it comes to Trump's agenda. But there is going to be a meeting with Cummings and the Congressional Black Caucus, and I don't know when that's supposed to take place, but I'm sure it'll be fairly soon. At any rate, it's okay. Why not? That's good. News media trying to make a big thing out of it. I don't see it's a big thing. Just get them together and let them have a conversation. Here's another item from Congress. You know, the congressional. There are more caucuses than you can shake a stick at. Here's a new one. A congressional cannabis caucus. Yes, boys and girls, those of you who want to smoke weed and keep Congress up to date, perhaps you should join this group. One of the... Representative Dana Rohrabacher, who's here from California, said, quote, "I'm proud to announce the establishment of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus. We're stepping forward together to say we've got to make major changes in our country's attitude toward the wacky weed. This is a bipartisan group of four representatives. It hopes to drum up support for legislation that loosens the marijuana laws." Which is a good idea. I mean, under the circumstances, I don't hold with it. I don't smoke it. I don't want to be around people that smoke it. I think it's awful. But you're going to have people smoking it anyway. So why not make it legal, tax the hell out of it, and relax? Is it 28 states now that have legalized medical marijuana? And now you could buy in Massachusetts, you'll be able to buy this year a pot for recreational purposes. And well, the other states are mostly on the West Coast, aren't they? Are in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah, it tends to be more on the West Coast. I feel like maybe New Jersey passed it for medical, but I'm not sure. But New York hasn't passed anything, which surprises me.
I'm surprised about that, too, frankly. Yeah. And so what's the attitude, then, towards smoking pot in New York? People have to hide it?
It's everywhere. I mean, you walk down you walk down the street, and where you used to smell cigarette smoke, you just smell weed everywhere. Literally, it's not to the point where, like, you know, you're walking through clouds of smoke, but you smell it all the time. I mean, it's no one cares. It's been decriminalized, so it's not even a thing that cops care about.
No,
Means they should be collecting taxes, right?
Right, exactly. That's the point. You want to legalize it, then get a lot of taxes out of it, like you do with regular cigarettes.
Right.
Cut back on the use of that. Maybe cut back on the use of marijuana. All right, so there we have. That's the weed report for today, thanks to DJV. Parachute. Let's drop in. Get it? How clever I am there, Victoria? Let's drop in on Victoria as she gets ready to make the bed for she and Lewis, having just gotten a pair of parachute. You have the duvet cover, right? You don't have
the bottom set. Yep.
You have the whole, or do you have top sheets and the duvet cover?
Top sheet. We're very European. So it's the fitted sheet, the duvet cover, and then the two pillowcases is this, the Venice set. And it's this beautiful silver, well, it's sort of a grayish silver sateen. It's just really gorgeous material. And it makes you feel like you're just in a really nice high-end hotel. And, you know, we're not. We're in a small apartment in New York City, but hey, we could dream.
This could be, the subtitle could be to this report, Between the Sheets, with Victoria Keelan. Parachute bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, none of that. It is really the best. This is premium Egyptian cotton, crisp, cool to the touch. And then the netting is done, the stitching, netting stitching, is done by some Italian factory in central Italy and then shipped over here to be distributed to you. This is a new company, has a great reputation already. People think it's just fabulous. You will as well. If the lady in your life buys this, and although, you know what, let's be a little counterculture here. Gentlemen, step up to the plate, please. You can do like I do, except now I have everybody else to step up to the plate with. So I do my own bidding when it comes to stuff like this. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Order it that way and get free shipping that way. There, when you go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV, you'll see all kinds of different things to choose from. All kinds of things. They have bedding and they have towels and they have just a fabulous selection of things. Start with the bedding, though. That's where we started. That's where you ought to start. And enjoy this incredibly soft and smooth cotton, so well stitched together, such quality, and the price is just perfect. A very good way for you to go to bed at night and get cozy in it. Woof. It's nothing like getting into a good set of sheets to have a good night's sleep. ParachuteHome.com/DJV for all of the opportunities that are there, all the different sheets and there's all kinds of selections that are cool. Plus, you pay no shipping if you order it through ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, we have the results of a 40-year study of sex. 30,000 Americans were studied for 40 years. How do they find 30,000 Americans they can study for 40 years? Anyway, couples who have had made love once a week are the happiest of all married couples, or couples that have been together for a long time. So I guess the question is, should couples put a number on how often they hop into the sack? And especially if they're using parachute sheets. I mean, think about that. Primary problem for a lot of couples is not the frequency, but how they talk about it. That's an interesting thing. There's a psychotherapist who studied this report said, if both people in the couple have a general desire to want to please their partner and participate in the relationship and talk about things openly, usually something can be negotiated to satisfy both people. Like if somebody wants to make love more often, and maybe the other side doesn't want to. You know, we all have our days, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you add a number to it and have to enforce it a couple times a week, I feel like that loses the spontaneity not going to be good.
Right. One of the things that has affected sex are being connected to your devices. No surprise there.
Yes.
No surprise there at all. So put them under your pillow, boys and girls. 21 to the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Great pop song from Bono and U2. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. How about you? Have you found what you're looking for? Listen to this lyric line for a second. It's great. And the way they do it, they wrap the music around the lyric. I didn't always appreciate. Maybe it was when I found out, and I don't know that, I'm no biblical scholar. I'm familiar with the Bible, and, you know, I did like all the rest of us. I went to Sunday school when we were kids, read some of it. Some of you may read more of it now than you have before, but much of what comes out of these guys is connected to something that they find applicable in the Bible.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, I don't, that's not why I like them. I just kind of like, I was late coming to the party, though, when it came to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the reason that he, the Bono and the YouTube movement, if you will, is before us in our music section of the hour is because Bono met with Mike Pence in Munich Saturday afternoon to thank him for his work in securing funding for HIV and AIDS assistance. There are a few bucks, actually more than a few these days, that is spent by us. And this is one of those dicey things where I think it's important for us to be helping in this area, but I am still not crazy about taking tax money and using it for... and this is a charitable... If we're going to one group, I think I'd feel that way. But in this circumstance, this has been such a problem, and we have handled it so well under the circumstances here that it's good to take what we've learned and bring it to places where AIDS is still a super big problem, and that's...
Yep.
Situation in Africa.
And this is really, unfortunately, this was something that George W. Bush championed. And,
yes.
And this, unfortunately, there were so many other things that happened during his 8 years that were negative. That this really did get buried. Yeah. I think, I hope, you know, as time goes on, that this will be something that will rise to the surface as a legacy for him, because it's worth noting, for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, and Pence remembered that when they had the conversation. So it's neat. He went to and went out of his way. The two of them, it's a good story, and it won't get a lot of coverage in the news media because good stuff doesn't get a lot of coverage.
It did make it to Rolling Stone. That's where I'm looking at right now. And Bono actually said to Mike Pence, he said twice on the House floor, you defended the emergency plan for AIDS relief, PEPFAR, which passed in 2003 and then renewed again in 2008. He said, that's how we know you, and we really appreciate that. It was an historic accomplishment, and you played a leading role in carrying it forward. So he said, thank you. And then he called him the second busiest man in America.
Right. I guess behind Trump, who's the busiest man.
I guess so.
All right. Now, so for those of you who confuse some of these boring groups, I don't know how you can... Well, I suppose you could confuse you two with Bon Jovi. But there is, I think, a big difference in the sound. Although the two of them are kind of... And their reason
sort of
for
the
you
same
like
era.
The group. Yeah, you
totally
like the
different
group.
Sound, but different era, yeah. Or same era, yeah.
Bon Jovi broke the attendance record for capacity crowd at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena this weekend. This is a story that's all over, trending on Twitter. The band, which certainly has rocked a lot of houses, packed in 18,514 fans into its fifth date of the This House Is Not For Sale tour. Bon Jovi is going, I guess, the next couple of months. He'll be in Toronto to wrap it up in April, this tour, going around the country. They have some of the primary dates and then, well, not secondary dates, but secondary venues, like they're in Endicott, New York, later on in the summer. But they generally are playing in...
big arenas, yeah.
Yeah, big arenas. And Nashville is probably in the top 20 as far as markets are concerned. And there's, I think, again, pop sound being what it is, these guys have mastered it. Crank it up, Jerry. Yeah. 28 past the hour, Bon Jovi here with DJB.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, selecting the right pet to fit your family lifestyle is really, really important. Expectations. You know, the entire family really needs to sit down and discuss the pros and cons of the type of pet they're considering. It's important to research and understand the type of pet you're going to have before making the commitment. For example, there are certain types of dogs and cats who are more suited to people with allergies. The family makeup is important, too. If it's a very active family, then obviously you're looking for a pet who can keep up with you. With the dog, there are several things to consider. How large is your home? How large is the dog? All of those things are important. Also, remember the lifestyle of the family. For example, if there's joggers in the family and they're going to be running with the dog on a regular basis, well, then it's a good idea to get certain breeds. For example, maybe an Irish Setter or a German Shepherd. Maybe a bulldog's not going to fit into your lifestyle. So take a look at the lifestyle of your family, and remember, your pet is going to be part of that family, so everything should be put together. I'll more next time.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen presenting the Good Day Gang, the DJV Gang, all one wrapped into a big package, except Jennifer is AWOL because a tree fell in her house. So let's see where that gets us tomorrow. In the meantime, Victoria lives on the 100th floor of a big condo in New York, so no trees fell out of her place last night. I didn't have any trees fall here, but I think that my there's been so much water here that it may be affecting how well I'm coming across. The normal connection here is good, but you told me I was a little wonky in the last half hour, so let's see if we can't warm up and make sure it works in the best possible way. We're going to do our television report in a few moments, and then you're going to meet Artie Lang, who has a new show on HBO, and I think we'll see if he's a character or not. A couple of people in the news, three, in fact. Norma McCorvey, you remember her? How many people remember Norma McCorvey? Raise your hands. She was the woman who was actually Roe in Roe v. Wade. Back to 1973 we go, and the Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion in our country really reshaped our social and political landscape. And it was one of the most inflammatory episodes, one of the most divisive controversies, certainly of the past half century, if not more. She passed away at the age of 69 over the weekend. There's a book being written about her. She was in an assisted living home, and the fellow writing the book is Joshua Prager, who is into this whole business about what happened. And, I'm talking about what happened at her death here, but what happened to bring us up to Roe v. Wade, so controversial. I find it one of those things, you know, people say that Trump's going to do this and do that based on speculation. Anybody who messes with that will, it'll be it, it'll be over for whoever it is messes with it. I'm not sure. It doesn't make a difference what your political stripes are. That's one of those things that you just don't, and I think appropriateness. My read on it is it's appropriate to leave it alone. Here's the story about a 41-year-old fellow named Manfred Kick, who was driving his Tesla when he noticed a man in a VW driving erratically on the Autobahn in Germany. When Mr. Kick realized the man was unconscious, he pulled in front of the unconscious man's car and braked until both cars came to a stop. Can you
That's
imagine
amazing.
What kind of thinking goes on?
Yep.
And how if some people
on
should be
Autobahn.
Automatic on the Autobahn,
yeah.
Where there is no speed limit. And people, there's a four-lane, I was like a California highway, four lanes in both directions. The Autobahn is basically the interstate system, or what we would call our interstate system. Everything is the Autobahn, the big highways in Germany. So this guy was able to get both cars to come to a stop, and then he got into the car, gave the man first aid, and then people were stopping by that time calling emergency services. The man suffered a stroke. Is apparently in stable condition. But isn't this, I mean, thank heavens that he had the presence of mind to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla is a big car, Volkswagen not so big, so maybe that helped to slow it down. He did a lot of damage to his car. And,
I think it was totaled close to, yeah. But the other amazing part of this story is that the story got to Elon Musk, who tweeted over the weekend that he was going to cover all the damages, that he was going to pay for it because this was such an act of bravery.
I'll give him another one. Yep. Now, then there's the story of the 75-year-old woman from Ohio who was rescued over the weekend by paramedics after a church volunteer who had been delivering food to this woman for the past 10 years, called authorities into the home. The volunteer said the woman was not acting herself and that he had not seen her anywhere but in the chair. And now that he thought about it, he hadn't seen her in anything but the chair since last summer. According to police, there was an odor in the home that was so strong it reached all the way to the front sidewalk. Police say the woman had been sitting in the chair without moving. She was stuck to the chair. They had to wear hazmat suits.
Oh, God.
To get her out.
How did we go from such a great story to such a gross one?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. Just one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm told that we're having, it may be the rain and the water here. Right, you're right, Kara. That could be one of the problems here. But we'll keep slogging through.
Either that or a robot is also taking over Doug's job.
This is the DJV experience. Yada, yada. Yeah. Not do that. Well, it is, it's, you know, one of the precarious realities of doing this program the way we do. Victoria is in New York. Kara is in Washington. Jennifer is on the other side of Los Angeles. She's not here with me. I don't think we've ever, even though we're both in Los Angeles much of the time, I don't think we've ever been in the same studio to do the program. I can't remember a time. Here in Los Angeles, we all got together about 10 years ago in the Washington studio to have a couple of days of fun, and we had pictures. I mean, we did all kinds of stuff. And we'll have to, I think we need to do that again sometime, maybe this spring we'll get together, because we don't really have any pictures of all of us together.
No.
No, and we're such a great-looking group. We should have pictures of us together. Speaking of great looking, one of the things that will keep you looking well and functioning well is to make sure that every day at this time or at some point during the day, either you start the day with Super Beats or you bring Super Beats into the picture as you get into the mid-afternoon, perhaps you slow down. Maybe you do start the day well. That's what I do. I don't really need this stuff to start me. I hit the ground with the floor running. I'm ready to go. But during the day, I may take a nap, and after the nap, I may need the power of nitric oxide, which is basically it's L-arginine and oxygen. L-arginine is what a lot of people who are working out use in encapsulated form to keep the blood flowing. But this is a natural way from the beets to open up your arteries, to get the blood, the red blood, feed your body, and the white blood to protect your body. That's the immune system. Blood flow. That's really what you need. Healthy circulation is critical as you get older to your health and well-being. You don't want the plaque to build up inside the arteries and blood vessels. It'll interfere with your body's ability to carry oxygen in the blood to your body. That's why you need Super Beets. Super Beets is a non-GMO product. They cook the beets, they dry them, they powder them, put them in a canister. Canister is a one-month supply, and you can get 3 months supply. Actually, you get 4 months supply now. If you're new to the party, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets. Or you can go online to DougLightsBeats.com. Beat the Odds is the book that explains how this all works. It's really a fabulous product. We're all on it. You ought to be on it. One scoop in a glass of water. Drink it in a few minutes. You'll get the energy to make it through the rest of the day, all because everything is opened up and flowing well thanks to the nitric oxide that comes from the non-GMO beets. 800-655-4183 or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com. Meet Artie Lang in a few moments here.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, I am certainly happy to have Artie Lang on the program here. He is a comedian that is probably best known for his brutally honest stand-up in hilarious circumstances. I think there's a redundancy to that. So I wanted to find out how funny you really were, and I've just gone to a Google search, and the first thing that came up was Artie Lang girlfriend. And so I don't know why that's the first thing, yeah, that came up. I would have thought that the HBO series Crashing, which is premiering, is much more in the focus than your girlfriend. Although,
let's see. I currently don't have one.
The pictures are all of different women. My heavens.
Yeah. That's
a very interesting sight.
I've done all right because a lot of women like comedy. They think they'll be on the road for about 2 weeks and then they leave. But I'm the only person who's enough of a screw up in his personal life to where it actually overrides an HBO series, I guess. I've had some girls that are out of my league. I've been very lucky because of show business.
Really? So they come to you because not of who you are, not of what you are, quality timber of a man, but of who you are.
Right.
Awfully superficial of them, don't you think?
Yeah, but it's a trait many of them have. And it's on the other side. Sometimes we get one back. Like Tom Arnold got one back for the fellas. You know, $40 million out of a woman. And he always gave us that crap that men do. He said, no, Roseanne Barr's always been my type. And then the next girlfriend, after he gets some money, looks like a young Heather Locklear. So I guess it changes. Men do it, to women sometimes. It's rare. But women usually do it to us. They're very superficial as far as my girlfriends are concerned.
You know? Really? Do you go looking, or do they come find you, or are you you're like sort of a magnet for things in your life? And I'm asking about women, but I wonder about this television show that you're doing, or your work as a stand-up guy. You work, go back to Mad TV. Anything that's come to you, has it been because you worked hard trying to get it, or are you just lucky? Or both?
Both. I mean, I'm very, very lucky. But certainly Mad TV, that was a lot of hard work. I mean, that's a sketch comedy show, so you got to, you know, toil around in New York City for 3 years and 4 years at least, which is what I did. I got, that's even fast, but sketch comedy, doing characters and everything, you got to get an agent. It takes forever. The women, once you get that, they'll come to you because, like you say, they're superficial. They want their name mentioned on Stern. Like when I was on Stern, these strippers just wanted their website mentioned on Howard, and I would lie to them and say I can mention it, and before you know it, I'm sneaking out of a hotel room.
Uh-huh. Having promoted the beneficial effects of knowing them, probably, right? That's what they were hoping.
Exactly. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes yes. I just say it. It's interesting.
So, the Howard
not
Stern thing, I'm a radio, I'm more senior than even Howard in terms of how much time I've had on the air. And I wonder, I always am curious, because I find him to be one of the more interesting people on the radio, and more interesting in terms of just entertainment. I don't think people understand him. They think he's one thing, but I think what I know about him behind the scenes, he's a lot different. How'd you find Howard? How did you like working there? He obviously liked you, or you wouldn't have stuck around very long.
Yeah, well, listen, I was a fan way before I started working there. I think, like you, Howard's really, really successful because of two things. He gets dumb people and really smart people to like him for totally different reasons. That's true of The Simpsons. Like, The Simpsons, the smart people understand, like, you know, the satire and whatever, the stories. And the dumb people go, hey, it's a fat guy who likes mayonnaise, you know. With Howard, the dumb people like the strippers and the crazy stuff, but the smart people like it too. But the smart people are the only ones who like his ability to tell a story and sort of comment on the world. We would go on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was my favorite time. It was the first hour and a half because the show was a much different pace, obviously. It ramped up, but we were slowly just talking about maybe our weekend if it was Monday. And I would say, what are we going to talk about? And Howard purposely kept me in the dark because my strength, if any, is sort of just talking in a conversation and being funny or interesting kind of off the cuff, hopefully. Mm-hmm. He would just start talking about, you know, going to barbecues with his parents and just he would make it hilarious and interesting. And that ability, I think, like you, is what he was, what I was attracted to. It was that's what I love the most.
But just to, as we talk about parents, what do your parents think about your success? Do they think they love you? You're wonderful. You're funny. What is, when you talk to your folks and your relatives about what you do, do they get it?
Well, my old man died when I was 22. I'm 49 now, so he never saw me have any sort of success. He was a roofer. He climbed roofs and installed antennas, which is now obsolete. But he fell off a roof working when I was 18. Ooh. Became a quadriplegic, and we had no one to sue because he stole the ladder he fell off of. He was a North guy. He was a very, very crazy life. And he would have loved it. Being on Howard would have been like becoming better than becoming a U.S. senator to my father. He loved Howard. He turned me on to him. So I'm upset that he missed that. But my mom is just so ecstatic. She gets it to the point where she gets checks.
All right. So give me 30 seconds on crashing this new HBO series that you're in.
Happened now, and it's HBO. There's absolutely no better combination, I think, in the world of entertainment than those two. And it's a look at comedy, which he excels at, and in a unique way. It's warm and it's funny, and it's me and a guy who I look like I put his cable in that morning, but we somehow go on this journey together doing stand up, and it works. It works.
Well, I look forward to checking it out as well. People who are interested, crashing, premiering on HBO, and this is license to be able to do what you want. That's why HBO is so successful, giving guys like you a chance to be themselves. Congratulations, best of luck, Artie. Thanks for joining us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with my weekly conversation, the friend of the program and my friend Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, one of those fascinating people on the planet. His mind is amazing, and the things that he helps people with are amazing as well. Made a career out of helping people understand how the power of common thought works. When he presents, if he's doing a seminar or he's holding some sort of an event, and people want to focus on the power of his mind and how he's used it to bend spoons, but more importantly, how he's taught people to, in a collective way, use their minds to fix watches or fix other things. I mean, there's a certain amount of showbiz in that, but when you go on and you say, 1, 2, 3, work, it has a power. It comes together with people. I want to take that one step further with you, Uri, because there's a very interesting juxtaposition in our society, I think, here, and I don't think it's just America, I think it's around the world. When we talk about prayer, most people think we're talking, the assumption is that we're talking to God. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be acceptable. But when God talks to us, people are referred to as crazy, or they're schizophrenic, or they're psychic, they need to see a psychiatrist. So, rather, having two-way conversations with God, which is something that I think I do, I think you do, I think that most people do, they don't want to admit to it because somehow or other, hearing that still small voice of God and what it does to help us in our lives somehow has gotten contorted, twisted. Why couldn't it be a two-way conversation, or do you think it is? And what do you think about people who turn this around, who embrace prayer, and that's talking to God, but if God talks to us, it's the person's crazy.
Well, you know, it posits that humans all bet with their lives either that God exists or does not exist. Now, given the possibility, Doug, that God actually does exist, and assuming the infinite gain or loss associated with belief in God or with the unbelief, you know, any rational person should live as though God exists and seek to believe in God. This is at least my theory. And lately, there are scientific reports from scientists who claim to have proof above and for sure, 100% sure that God exists. Now, this comes from scientific arena, from scientists. And I personally believe that when we are born, the belief in God is embedded in your chromosome system, in your DNA, in your mind, in your psyche. Because I remember that when I was a child, nobody taught me to believe in God or that God exists. I always felt it deep inside my heart. Mm. Now, you know, Doug, if you look at the overall population of on our planet, we're talking about 7.5 billion people. Well, I can tell you this for sure, that 7.4.5 billion people do believe that God exists. Atheists are a very tiny minority, and at least to me, and this is my opinion, they're totally insignificant. So your question is kind of not correct. You have to assume that most people out there, although going to church, dwarfed, and you read these negative and sometimes fake news about how we don't believe anymore in God, but that's not true. We definitely, most people on our planet, on Earth, do pray to God, and if they don't pray to God, somewhere inside their hearts, it's locked in. They believe in some superior, higher power, a higher energy somewhere out there in the universe.
What about the return conversation, though? That's what I was asking about, whether it can be a two-way conversation, and one is considered, if you say, well, God spoke to me and he or she said, then people think you're nuts.
Well, yes, but, you know, hey, I don't surround myself with people who are disbelievers. I tell them to take a walk. We'll speak about it next week in a bigger, broader horizon. But, hey, I have atheist friends, but I simply cleanse myself from people who are negative, who think that I'm crazy when I pray.
There's nothing crazy about you. I'll attest to that, as having known you for as long as I have. Nothing crazy there, but it does seem you're different, you see, and the world doesn't embrace people who are different, it would seem, even though the people who are different are the ones really responsible for growth and expansion of thinking on the planet. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. Check it out. I think you'll be enthralled with the way he thinks.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.